This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, sevillepodcast.com.
It's an honor to welcome to this program John Whitehead, the CEO and the founder of the Rutherford Institute. And you know why I'm playing that music, don't you? It's not your birthday, but... it is, of course, would have been George Harrison's 67th birthday had he not passed away. But he passed away, I think it was 2001, I believe. John Whitehead is with us. How are you, sir?
Fine. George Harrison was a great man. I just want to say that. I love him.
Yeah. Chris Callahan, who knows all and tells all, was just telling me that the two Beatles that died both passed away in America, one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast.
Yes, and you know, Paul McCartney, I guess, was holding his hand when he died, so that's what I remember.
Really?
Yeah, he flew out and spent time with him. They held hands. I mean, it was a neat reunion of the Beatles.
So. Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Well, John Whitehead, the Rutherford Institute, we just wanted to have you on for a minute to say congratulations. You, we read today that you are the recipient of the Milner S. Ball Lifetime Achievement Award from the Working in the Public Interest Law Conference at the University of Georgia. Who is this group? It sounds like a very prestigious award.
Yeah, it's a group that has recognized people who work in the public area of public service, civil liberties. So, I mean, it's great to get the award. You know, the first thing that happens to me when I receive these kind of things, and by the way, the ceremony is tomorrow night. I just said I was too busy to go down to receive it. But I did send a vodcast ahead. You know, you can go on our website and see me accepting the award. And they're going to show that ceremony. But the thing is,
you think
of all the neat people around that do so many neat things that, you know, I always think of what other people should be getting the award. But it's good if, you know, I always say the reason you get these type of things is to do good. And that's sort of my message that I give to the students down there tomorrow night on the recorded message. And that is that I always think that our purpose here is to help other people, sort of the golden rule, do unto others you haven't done unto you. And I think that's the primary purpose of all people. So that's what I push. And that's why we do what we do at the Rutherford Institute. It's why we handle the cases and get into all the controversies. It's hopefully to advance the cause of freedom and help people. And so that's my message to the students tomorrow night. And I hope some of them will walk out of that room and say, hey, I'm going to go fight for someone's freedom.
We're talking with John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute, and you can check out that video podcast online at rutherford.org. John Whitehead, the recipient of a 2010 Lifetime Achievement Award from the University of Georgia. That's quite a step up from the Worst Person in the World Award that you got from Keith Olbermann. How about that?
That's right. I hope this one comes with a plaque, but I'm not for sure. I asked if the Olbermann Award came with the plaque, and he didn't respond to me. But I think that these things are really nice to get, but you know they're only as good as what you do, you know. And I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm doing. And like interesting case that we may get into, we don't know for sure, of a woman who got thrown out of her congressman's office in California when she went to see him. I mean, they took her out and searched her car, and she just wanted to get in to see her congressman. So we're looking at that particular case. So those, you know, we get people calls from all over the country, and my feeling is, and you know, there was that fellow that threw I'm on a couple weeks. I'm on. You're going to be on your show in a couple weeks.
Absolutely, yeah.
That fellow that threw that flew that airplane into that IRS building down in Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm seeing more and more people like that. It's a little frightening. I mean, they're checking out. I mean, they're buying guns, ammo, and food, and they've just opted out of the system, saying it doesn't really work anymore. And I'm looking at people saying it will work, but that's up to you. You know.
Yeah.
So we don't want people opting out and checking out.
That was the warning, John, from people like Jefferson. If you check out and you opt out and you turn your back on this, it'll fail because what we have created here will only work if people get involved.
That's the key to everything. You know, when people complain to me about what's happening in Charlottesville, I ask them, when was the last time you went down to a city council meeting?
Yeah, absolutely.
They get that blank look.
Yeah.
So that's how you do it. You have to get involved, folks.
There you go. Now, this was the vision that decades ago when you and Carol created the Rutherford Institute. I mean,
yeah,
this was the vision,
Carol,
right?
Yeah, it was to take on cases. We knew that, you know, as a lawyer, People can't afford attorneys, so when we take on a case, and we do a number around this area as well, is we don't charge because people can't get into the courtroom. It's just very difficult, and that's why I encourage the lawyers across the country to give their time free to some cases, and we have a lot of good lawyers that do that in every state in the union, so that's a neat thing to see, and that's why I encourage.
There you go. John Whitehead, he is the CEO and the founder of the Rutherford Institute, the 2010 recipient of a Lifetime Achievement Award from the University of Georgia for his work in civil liberties. And he will join us on this program live in studio in just a couple of weeks. John, I'm looking forward to that.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Let it be.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.